Okay, Mary. Great. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. good to hear your voice, and it was great talking with Mary. Mm-hmm.
And how shall we proceed?
Oh, well, I was hoping to continue a little bit of the theme of the last session, and again, hoping for a little guidance and a little validation.
Very well.
All right.
What is occurring with the home situation?
Well, yes?
And what have you been doing?
Okay. With the home situation, there has been no interest in the house in that I haven't had one person come to look. On the other hand, I have gone to an area south of me toward New York City, and I've looked at three or four possibilities. Actually, I found two that were very nice. That was Monday this week. I could do a lot more of that, I suppose, but Elias, when I tell people the truth that I already own a house and it isn't sold and that I don't know when it will be, the brokers that show me places or the people that are discouraged because they're looking for people to move into apartments immediately. And so it seems that I can find something. The challenge is not to lie to people. I mean, I just don't want to do that at all. I like to go there, look at the apartment, and when they ask me questions like, well, are you ready to take it? And the thing looks great. I have to back off, and it's a little uncomfortable. So Monday this week, I left two possible places that were lovely, and they would have worked, I felt. And I felt sort of bad. I felt, wow, a little defeated because I can't move. So, you know, I couldn't move on taking the apartments. So then I had an extreme reaction. I'm finding my responses are a little more extreme right now. I'm a little more frustrated. And the same with the work. It seems that hand in hand the same situation is occurring. And I know astrologically I have a Saturn-Mars opposition, which is a projection of my energy, a bit of frustration, a bit of wanting to move, but an inability to produce results right now. So that's the challenge, Elias. And if you could help me with that, or help me view it in a way that would work, that would be most welcome.
Now, in relation to our previous conversation,
yes,
let us review that.
Okay.
For what you have expressed to myself,
yes,
is an account of what you have been doing, which is partially what I expressed.
Okay.
But not entirely.
Okay.
Now, what I expressed to you in our previous conversation,
yes,
was to be engaging, looking at new locations.
Yes.
And to be engaging your treasure hunt, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward. But what was the point of that? What was the reason that I expressed for you to do that?
Because it would be placing my energy in the new situation and asking for what I want and creating the new situation. I at least thought that's what it was.
yes,
mm-hmm.
is, and what position does that place the house in?
It places the house in the position for a new buyer to come and find it and buy it, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
But in relation to you,
it was take the energy from making the house perfect for the new buyer and not saying to myself, I don't want this anymore. I remember you saying that.
Yes, you are correct.
You said.
But also, moving in a direction that your movement forward is not contingent upon the old.
Oh, I see. Now, that's very different from what I understood. Okay, that's pretty big. So how does that... Oh, okay, maybe you could elaborate.
Therefore, you partially were engaging what I expressed to you.
Okay, good.
Or you were shifting your attention away from presenting the house as acceptable to new individuals and generating that as a priority and that being important.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're shifting that.
Okay, great. Okay.
That is to be acknowledged.
Okay.
And you were moving in the direction of looking and discovering.
Mm-hmm.
But you were carrying the house.
Really?
You are looking and you are discovering, but the carrying the house with you. Or
yes,
your
you're right. You're right.
Decision to move forward is contingent upon the house. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
are continuing to be bound.
Yes, yes.
To the house.
Yes, you're right. So how do
you are in a manner of speaking, mm-hmm. metaphorically?
Yes.
What you did was you embarked upon a new adventure
mm-hmm.
with a chain attached
That's
to
right.
your foot.
Mm-hmm.
It was dragging your house with you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In dragging the new house, the house with you in the new adventure,
mm-hmm.
what does that do? You expressed to myself that you approach a new situation, a new living arrangement, and you engage the other individual about it,
yes.
but that they are hesitant and not as excited for you to be moving forward, and they are viewing the situation in a more difficult manner. If you were the other individual
mm-hmm.
and you were observing an individual approaching you,
mm-hmm.
looking at the new dwelling, but that individual has a chain around their foot.
Yes.
And is dragging this house behind them down the street.
Right.
Now, when you look at that individual and you are presenting the new home to them, what you will assess immediately looking at the situation is that house will not fit in this new apartment.
Oh.
How will this individual move into this apartment with that house attached to their foot?
Exactly. So how does that shift?
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I see how they view me, and I agree. Mm-hmm.
The house will not fit through the door.
No, it will not. Not to mention, I have so much stuff that I am concerned. How will I pare it down to get into a smaller place?
Ah, and here we present another aspect of the house chained to your foot.
Yes, exactly.
Now, that changes your energy.
Yes, it does.
In that, even if you look at a new apartment, a new dwelling, that you may be attracted to, your energy is not excited and is not moving forward, ready to engage it.
Okay.
Or your energy is tethered to that old house and
all, right.
all that remains in it.
Okay. You're right.
It's when you view the new apartment,
mm-hmm.
what is occurring in your energy underlyingly is, what can I fit in this apartment?
That's correct.
Must I leave behind? What must I choose? How can I arrange? These are all associated with the old.
With what?
The old.
The old, the old, the old. Okay, got it. Okay.
Not
right.
moving in the new direction.
Okay.
Therefore, in a manner of speaking, what you are doing is you are physically engaging the motions.
Yes.
But your energy is not in that.
Correct. Okay, got it. So,
and the point
mm-hmm.
of all of these actions was to diminish the importance of the how.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. It's coming in.
More you pay attention to the house, the more attachment you give to the house, the more important it remains.
Right.
And the more important it remains, the more tethered you are to it. And the less you draw new individuals to acquire it.
Right.
Or you remain tethered to it.
Okay.
It is a matter of unbinding yourself from this structure. Now,
okay.
How do you do that?
Yes, that's the thing.
That in two capacities.
Okay.
Do it in a physical manner,
mm-hmm.
and you do it in an inward manner.
Yes.
The physical matter is you engage the physical actions
mm-hmm.
of viewing all of these possessions that are tethered to this house
mm-hmm.
and choosing and deciding what of these objects, what of these possessions are important to you?
Okay.
Which objects do you want to retain for they incorporate some significance or importance to you?
Yes.
And which objects do not incorporate an importance to you? Now, in this conversation, let us be more clear.
Okay.
And therefore, when you begin the actions, you will not be engaging them halfway.
Okay, I will do it fully.
Now, when I express to you to be evaluating and choosing and deciding which possessions, which objects are important to you,
mm-hmm.
I am expressing that literally, not which objects in your house now will be difficult to replace. Not, I require a sofa. I do not necessarily like this sofa. And this sofa is not necessarily important to me, but I need a sofa. That is incorrect motivation. What I am expressing to you is evaluate which possessions, which objects are important to you.
Okay.
Not which objects are practical, not which objects are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Which objects are important to you, and why are they important to you?
Okay.
In that, as a hypothetical example, you may incorporate a chair.
Yes.
In your home presently.
Mm-hmm.
That may be utilitarian.
Mm-hmm.
And would fit in a new apartment, but that perhaps you genuinely do not incorporate any attachment to this chair, and this chair is not important to you. But you may possess a machine in your kitchen.
Yes, that's correct.
That
is important.
Mm-hmm. Is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It will not fill up your room,
mm-hmm.
but it is important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A chair may fill up your room more, but it is not important to you.
I got you here, yes. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, move through your house.
Okay.
And I am using that word specifically. This is no longer your home.
Okay.
This is your house.
Okay.
But it is no longer incorporating that energy and that association of home.
Okay.
Move through your house in each room and allow yourself to evaluate what is important to me that I possess, that I wish.
Okay.
I wish take with me in my new adventure.
Okay.
It will help to decide what to keep and what not to keep, and it will also help you to lessen that tethering.
Okay.
To the house.
Okay. Very good.
Also, other action is the inward action.
Yes.
That action is the action of untethering yourself this house by evaluating what does this house mean to you?
Mm.
What are the experiences that you have had in this house?
Yes, okay.
That hold you.
Okay. Okay, experiences that hold me. Okay, got it. All right.
What are the aspects of sentimentality? What are the aspects of nostalgia? What are the memories? What are the experiences that are associated with this house?
Right.
Or this is important.
Okay.
Are individuals automatically bind their experiences to places?
Okay. Okay.
When you leave a place,
mm-hmm.
their underlying expression of or an association of when you leave the place, you leave the experiences, which is incorrect.
Okay.
That you are losing some aspect when you leave a place. But that is incorrect.
Okay.
Experiences you carry with you.
In the body, physical body consciousness, right?
Correct. The memory you carry with you.
Mm-hmm.
The house does not hold the memory.
Okay.
You do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The house does not hold the experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
All right.
Therefore, you are only leaving a structure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the structure is no longer important to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The more you can
do this,
mm-hmm. recognize and separate the structure, the
mm-hmm.
house,
mm-hmm.
from
okay.
self, the less important it becomes and the less tethered you are to it.
Okay. Okay.
Therefore, you are engaging actions.
Yes.
One physical.
One internal.
And one inward.
Yes. That's very, 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 very big and very specific.
Both of them are important, and both of them move together.
Okay. Elias, I was going to save some of this furniture and put it in storage for my daughter. Perhaps that isn't the best idea here. Would you agree or disagree? In other words,
I would express,
mm-hmm.
first of all, that you evaluate and that you engage certain actions. One, I would suggest that you engage her.
Okay.
Ask her.
Okay. Got it?
If there are certain objects that she wants.
Okay.
Rather than saving what you want.
For her.
Expressing that it is for her.
Wonderful. I got that completely, and I do that. You're right. Okay, thank you.
Therefore, mm-hmm. that is one direction that you can engage.
Okay, great.
Do not generate the action of assuming what the other individual wants.
Or needs.
Then
ask
them.
Okay, perfect.
In this, it also releases you, for it allows you to hear what the other individual is expressing in relation to their wants and no more.
All right.
And when you ask, do not attempt to influence her responses by suggesting that she might want certain objects. Allow her to express what she wants only.
Gotcha. Okay. This is feeling really good. I have
addition. And this is also important. If you choose to move in the direction of saving some objects for your daughter, I would very strongly suggest that you establish a time framework.
Okay.
For yourself. For in that it is easy to place certain objects in storage but continue to be tethered to them.
Correct. Okay.
That you think you are giving them to your daughter.
Right. Okay. Would I could also suggest that she pay for it, or at least partially pay for it.
Yes.
Because that tethers her and not me, and then
she's
more inclined to move in the time frame.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Great. Wonderful.
For the point in all of this is for you to be generating steps that are moving you in the direction that you want and that is important to you, and to unbinding yourself to the old direction that you do not want.
Exactly. Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's wonderful. I'm going to implement these little things, which end up being very big things. Fantastic. I can already see myself moving things out, giving things away, and so on and so forth. So thank you, Elias. Thank you. My other thing would be, though, if I'm viewing anything, what do I say to the brokers when they ask me, I need a deposit now?
And I would express to you very definitely, you are not at their command.
Okay, just, okay, got it. Okay.
It's your choice.
Okay.
Not their choice.
Okie dokie.
Express in your time framework when you are comfortable, not in relation to their pressure. If they express to you, I need a deposit now, you express to them, very well, choose another individual.
Okay, fine. And that energy is expressed so that it feels perfect. Okay, and I don't have to explain myself to anybody.
No, it is not a matter of justifying.
Exactly.
It's
okay.
Not a matter of explaining.
Yes.
It is a matter that this is your choice. You are choosing.
Right.
Them.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. Wow, fantastic. All right. Okay. My backup question about this would be, as there is, I'm not generating any interest, do you think house price has anything to do with the lack of movement here? I feel somewhat inclined to lower the price a little as an inducement, you know, but I don't want to hit rock bottom type of thing. Elias, what would you say about that?
I would express to you two factors.
Okay.
One, if you are genuinely comfortable and if you are motivated and that is what you want to do, I would encourage you.
Okay.
The second factor is if you are being motivated by fear or apprehension, I would not encourage you.
Okay. All right.
If your motivation is fear or apprehension, you are not trusting yourself.
Okay.
And I would not be encouraging in that direction. But, very same subject, if you are evaluating within yourself and it is not being motivated by apprehension, that it genuinely matters not to you, and that this is merely a choice, and that it is perhaps a choice that you may be more comfortable with, for it encourages you in some capacity, then yes, I would be encouraging.
Okay, fantastic. Very good. So it's wonderful to feel so empowered in the decision there. Fantastic. I also feel, Elias, moving southward toward the city would be a better position for me. I've spent time in the woods here, and I'm wishing a greater connection with sidewalks, people, cafes, and so forth. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That just feels so comfortable for me. It's cheaper out of the city and more expensive toward the city, but it feels like the opportunities to connect and mingle. And because, you know, I tend to be someone who moves out into the cave a lot, you know? Yeah, it's a natural thing for me, and sometimes it's comfortable, but then after a while it's boring. And then I want to interact with people, and the distance traveling is far. And to tell you the truth, there are more opportunities to meet like-minded people in toward the city rather than out of the city. At least that's how
you can always create your cave, regardless.
That's right. Exactly.
Regardless of whether you are in the city or not.
Exactly. So that's perfect. Okay, great. Okay. Alrighty. Ooh, la la. Okay, and so, let's see. I wanted to go back to one other challenge for me is this. I did not do anything with acquiring work because, I mean, generating work, not acquiring work. Generating work because I just didn't feel so motivated to get on the bench and push clay around. I was really having much more fun with my book writing and my book exploration. And so here I am developing a website with a website developer, which I'm hoping will generate income. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions along that line. See, work is more playful. I know you said that.
What capacity are you asking?
What do you mean by what capacity?
What is your concern in what you are already engaging?
I need to generate greater numbers of dollars, more income to pay bills. Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Pursuing this direction of the website.
Yes.
What do you foresee in this?
Oh, I can send the website to various companies that may not know me but may be familiar with the work or the product. They see the quality of the work or the product, and then they would like to use my services.
And is that what you want to do?
I thought I did. I thought I wanted to create a website and generate some business, because at the moment there's nothing. Zero business.
What I am asking you is,
yes,
what you want to do.
Send the website out or sculpt?
Sculpt.
Not long term. Just...
what do you want to do?
Sculpt part-time and write part-time.
And are there other activities that you enjoy doing?
Oh, yes. I love looking at UFO television programs and studying all that material. I'm a kind of... I love that. I love it. I love anything related to that kind of a subject. I love reading sessions. I love all of my work with expanded consciousness, things like that. I love it.
My suggestion is that you allow yourself to explore and research how you can involve yourself in these subjects that you enjoy and also generate income. Let me express to you, my friend, there is no action, literally, that you can do that you cannot also generate money from.
Okay.
Or anything that you can imagine that you enjoy doing, there is some avenue that you can engage that will also allow you to generate money doing what you enjoy doing.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so wide open. I could feel my heart sink or my stomach drop or something.
I would suggest is that you can allow yourself to continue to move in this present direction.
Yes.
And engaging partial time frame work sculpting.
Yes.
Or that is safe and comfortable for you.
It is, yes.
But I would also suggest that you engage exploring, researching what you enjoy doing and allow yourself to begin discovering or even inventing.
Well, that's it. I'm an inventor all the way.
Inventing avenues in which you can engage what you enjoy doing and share it with other individuals. Now, I will offer you a beginning suggestion.
Okay.
Beginning suggestion is, rather than only evaluating what you like to do.
Okay.
Express what you enjoy or you like to do, but entertain imaginatively how you could engage what you like to do and present it to other individuals that they could participate in it with you and therefore generate income. How could you involve other individuals in what you like to do? What could you invent?
Okay.
In relation to what you like to do and involve other individuals.
Okay.
And therefore create money doing it.
Okay, wow. This is... Listen, Eliza, I want to say, I just, when you talk about this book I'm writing, you know, in order to do the research for it, it's just opening up so many streams for me of creativity and imagination, you know, and it's so stimulating that I hear what you're saying here, and it's just the how-to. It's not that the passion isn't there. It's just, how does this look? How will this manifest? Part of this is through the book. You know, the book is about young people, you know, 11, 12, 13, that age. And there are two streams of flow in the book. It's about individuals who are in official reality who are suddenly confronted with unofficial reality as it is expressed through inanimate objects, and then they become animated. And in this process, many things are explored in unofficial reality. And so one of my questions was, you know, with imagination and creativity and fun, the book becomes very stimulating. It may not be completely factual, but my mind takes off and has tremendous fun with the idea of a spook radio and media station in unofficial reality that interviews people that are crazy and far out, and they talk about their adventures exploring official reality, including Earth, and they have astral travel tours to Earth. And that's how come we have bleed-throughs here. And you know, just this world expands, all kinds of products and things and interviews and celebrities that have passed on come forward and they get interviewed. Do you see what I'm driving at? That's very stimulating to me.
Excellent.
So it's like an avalanche. I have next to me a giant file with all this stuff, and I can hardly sleep at night because it's so stimulating. So shall I continue along this vein? And then
definitely.
Okay, because what opens up feels so big and joyful for me, and it isn't about the money. It's the sheer joy of putting together what feels like not only a treasure hunt, but a giant puzzle, a massive galactic puzzle. Right?
I would express tremendous encouragement.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Because
also express to you.
Yes.
That this can be very successful.
Oh, wow. That would be wonderful. Just to make a living would be fantastic, but to stand in alignment with what I've learned with you, to share that, is the greatest joy that I could have. Okay.
I would express to you, my friend, that the young ones in this present time framework,
yes,
are not only open and interested,
yes,
this type of direction, but they almost crave it.
Okay. Wow. I can hardly sit on my bed. I feel like I'm levitating off at 2 inches right now. I can't tell you how exciting this is. It's like my house completely and all my problems with home drop away when I'm in this reality of this book and this world and this exploration. It's just so totally encompassing all my joy, all my passion, all my inventiveness, all my creativity. Thank you so much, Elias. I am grateful for this. So grateful. Wow.
I would express to you that some individuals in this time framework are exceptionally imaginative, and are not only imaginative, but they are the objective expression of this shift.
Oh, boy.
For they are very open to unofficial reality.
Yes. Oh, I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled, Elias. I can't tell you. It's just it's so validating and so wonderful and encouraging. And, wow, this gets... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well,
of you, my friend. Move on! Move forward!
Oh, wonderful, Elias. Thank you. I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled. Wow. Elias, before we move away from this whole subject of this book and all of the wonder of it... Oh, my dog just popped in the bed here. Oh, isn't that funny? He's really picking up on the energy. It's okay. It's okay, Max. It's okay. Wow, I must be really flying here. My dog just shot up a foot. Okay. And the power went out with Mary before the call, so this is so interesting. But I wanted to ask just a couple simple questions that would help me with the material. Right now, the imagination is very powerful with this book. It takes off. So channeling it in and funneling it is a little challenge, but I think I'll be okay with that. Would you agree? It'll just sort of start to flow now.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to know why I'm so interested in this particular thing. Is it because I have so many focuses in other dimensions that they've become so interesting? Is
that is definitely an influence.
Okay, yes. Okay, all right. And the expanded consciousness, that's the heart's passion and the way it all works is, you know, very important. Another thing is I do not want to instruct in this book, which I read in the transcripts. I want to cooperate, share, and, explore in a fun way. So,
yep.
Right. So I want, okay, great. The other thing is, in some of the bleed-throughs that I've had with a woman named Dr. Norma Milanovic, I saw her as a reptilian figure once. And she wrote a book called We the Arcturians. I wanted to ask you a question. It's a cut-and-dry book about what Arcturus is like. But some of that material that I read, am I able to spring off from it in some kind of way that isn't so completely distorted that it would be strange? For instance, I believed that what she wrote, she believed was pretty authentic. So I'm asking you, maybe that's not the right word. I trust my own imagination, but I would also like some direction of Sumathi underlying it. Do you see what I mean? That's a challenge for me.
I would not concern yourself.
Okay, okay.
Or you will automatically do that.
Okay. All right, then that's fine.
I would express to you that in relation to other dimensional expressions...
Yes.
There is always a filter. There is always that aspect of interpretation. It is not literal.
Okay.
Our one dimension does not translate into another dimension literally.
Right. Right.
Just allow yourself to engage your intuition.
Okay.
Trust your imagination.
Okay.
Recognize that if you are presenting it to yourself, it is real.
Okay. I remember reading that. Yes. Yes.
It is acceptable that it is a translation, for, as I expressed, one dimension does not fit into another dimension accurately.
Okay.
Therefore, you translate it into what can be understood.
Yes.
Your dimension.
Okay, okay. And so the great challenge is sitting in unofficial reality. The humor and the fun in all of this is sitting in unofficial reality and enjoying the situations that official reality creates that are comical and funny, which are never viewed that way by the people involved in them. And that's what's hysterical. You know, that's what's so funny. That's what's so amusing. It's such a different slant. So it's kind of like my brain has to turn into taffy and I have to let it really, like, slip out like an octopus, and I feel my way into what this other unofficial reality is like, and how I step out of my Sandra physical body, and I'm in this expanded version of myself, looking down at myself, or sideways at myself, you know? So... So that's what it's like, and that's fun, you know. That's tremendous fun. Wow. Okay.
Very encouraging of you.
Oh well, that's fantastic. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I think I've come to the end of even. This has been such a powerful session, and I've come to the end of all my questions. Just one last, it's kind of crazy. I just wondered, were there other versions of me on this planet at this time, Elias, concurrent focuses right now? I have
yes.
a feeling that there might be four or five, and then,
yes.
is that correct?
Yes, you are correct. There are five other yous of you, five
okay.
other focuses.
And I would say one is in China.
Yes.
One in Russia, or what I would consider that part of the world.
Yes.
Okay. And could you help me out with the others? Is it the reason is this going to be somehow translated into this book that I'm writing, and I'm trying to validate some of my own intuitional experiences here. These versions of myself I'm not that comfortable with, because I can sense that those two, anyway, they come in strongly as not being as comfortable as this life. And would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. One in China feels like it has a more challenges with just even simply eating and so forth.
Yes.
Okay, it's a poorer, more limited life, and food becomes an issue, just surviving. In the Russian life, it's restrictions and boundaries and fear, it feels like. By the way, in the Chinese life, am I a male?
Yes.
And in the Russian, a female?
Yes.
Okay, and in that one, there are boundaries that are very difficult to stretch out and beyond.
Yes.
Okay, I had a future experience in a simple little class of myself as a black woman in North Africa holding a baby on my hip, and a stranger came to the hut, and this was such a, I'm not sure if it's current or future, but it was such a strange feeling that in that body all I cared about was survival, physical survival. Was that a future focus of mine or concurrent?
Concurrent.
That's a concurrent focus. Well, this woman sure is seeing reality differently than I. Wow. But beautiful. She came in so clearly. I never get names, but some of the feeling is so strong. Is there another one you could tell me about? I've identified three, and this one in America is four. The fifth, Elias?
Five other in addition to you. Therefore,
there's six. Wow. Could you?
Total.
Yes.
And I would be encouraging of you to feel...
Continue? Okay. I
shall. ...are accomplishing very well thus far.
Oh, okay. Thank you, thank you. And one other thing is future focuses. I feel that there is such a strong draw with a future focus that would be willing to interact with me, even... in terms of placing physical objects in this reality. It certainly will be a part of my book. So would that be helpful to explore?
Yes.
Okay, okay. I will try to attract that, draw that in, and create it. And one of the last and final thing I will ask is, the name of this person that is the... emissary from unofficial reality to official reality is called Manalo, M-A-N-A-L-O. And that name is so strong. Is there any association with that name that you might be able to help me with? Why that came in, why it was so strong?
I would express that you incorporate that name in another dimension.
Oh, wow.
Another focus of yourself incorporates that name.
Oh, my gosh. I am blown away. Oh my gosh. Oh, can you share what dimension this is, Elias? Or might I explain that two different places that I have traveled to in the course of exploring this book has been a dimension of water density. It's a world... Yes?
I would express that
yes.
This particular focus...
Yes?
Story by another individual as a creature similar to a mermaid.
I've always loved mermaids. I'm fascinated with mermaids. Oh my gosh. So in this watery world, this is a creature that's similar to a mermaid?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So in this world of water, which I can't translate much from physical, it's like there are different densities of water. The world is structured all around fog, mist, very dense watery things, moderately watery things. I don't know if it's because I'm feeling underwater that I'm having this experience with water, or that the world is configured so differently. It's like a blob of almost mist that tends to have areas or pockets of it which are much more watery. It's almost like water can be solid, like ice becomes solid.
You are correct.
Okay, and it's not experienced as cold necessarily, because that's a human trait, but it's experienced as density. Okay, and the communication is not through words necessarily, but in another manner.
Correct.
Okay, and it feels more tonal and less word-oriented.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow, this is amazing. I'm so blown away. Yeah. Oh, I think I'll have to go out and jog now or something. My legs are chattering under me as I stand. I am so thankful for this beautiful, beautiful interaction, Elias, my dear, dear friend. I thank you so much for all the encouragement and love and support, and I'm hoping that this spreads out from my heart in a joyous way with everyone that I meet.
Oh, it will.
Okay. Oh, Elias, thank you so, so much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend.
Okay.
Tremendous encouragement to you.
Okay.
And tremendous acknowledgement also.
Okay.
You are being more successful than you think.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you dearly, Elias. I love you dearly.
Also, in tremendous, tremendous affection. Until our next meeting, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Elias.
Hello.
Oh, Mary, that was perfect timing. Perfect.
It was, because it's still beeping.
Isn't this funny? Perfect timing. Well, I am so thrilled. It was an absolutely wonderful session. Oh, my gosh, it was wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, I hope to have it recorded right now on this little thing. So... If I could ever try to put it in words for you or even send you the recording in some way, I'd be happy to do that. I mean, I'm perfectly happy to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it comes out, you know, and you want... And we can post it and translate it, even if it's a phone thing. Oh, okay, good.
If you want to do that...
Yes.
I will tell you to send the recording to Ron.
Okay. Okay.
Who you send it to.
Okay, I could do that. And I think it may have worked because I'll stop it now.